Here's the question. How would you like to be remembered after you're gone? How would you like to be remembered after you're gone? If you could write your own tombstone, what would your tombstone have saying about your life? Okay? Just think about that question, because people actually put some crazy things on their own tombstones to try and be remembered by. So, for example, here is one real-life tombstone. He was a good husband, a wonderful father, but a very bad electrician. I don't know why. Or here's another one. Faults I may have, being wrong is not one of them. Here's another one. I knew this would happen. So that was quite good. Or here's the guy who did Bugs Bunny, Mel Blanc. This is what he had on his tombstone. You can probably guess what he had on his tombstone. That's all, folks. Yeah, exactly. Or here's another one. Here lies Johnny Yeast. Pardon me for not rising. And Winston Churchill, this is what he has on his tombstone. He says, I am ready to meet my maker. Whether my maker is prepared for the great ordeal of meeting me is quite another matter. Which I thought was brilliant. Well, today our unsung hero is a man called Enoch. And I'm going to read you just a very few verses that we have in the Bible about Enoch. And I want you to see if you can guess what Enoch would have had written on his tombstone if he would have had one. Okay? So I'm going to read these verses. You can read them in your Bible in Genesis 5. This is what we read. It says, after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Enoch walked faithfully with God, and then he was no more because God took him away. So here's our unsung hero this morning, Enoch. And if Enoch had had a tombstone, which he didn't because God just spontaneously took him away, I think what he would have had written on his tombstone is this: Enoch walked faithfully with God. Enoch walked faithfully with God. Now, I tell you what, if I could have anything written on my tombstone, I think I would steal that from Enoch. Phil Wilthew walked faithfully with God. He walked faithfully with God. Because this was the defining characteristic of Enoch's life. He walked with God faithfully. And actually, this is what God himself highly prizes for you. That he wants you to walk with him. This is what Micah 6 verse 8 says. It says, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. You want an aim for your life? You want something to shoot for? Then make this your biggest aim before fame, fortune, and all the trimmings. Make this your aim: to walk faithfully with God. To walk with him. Because Enoch actually learned way before he really should have done that you could have friendship with God. And if you're here this morning as a visitor, maybe this is your first time in church for many years, maybe it's your first time ever in church, you need to understand this about the Christian faith, that being a Christian is not so much signing up to a list of creeds or dogma or ritual or religious tick boxes, but being a Christian is about learning to be God's friend, to be a friend of God, to be someone who walks alongside God. And what friendship and walking with God implies, obviously, is conversation, being on a journey together, listening to one another, sharing your heart with someone else. And my guess is that for Enoch, he learned what it was to do life with God. He learned what it was to be God's friend. And, you know, I know for Carol and I, the way that actually we connect, our hearts connect most often is by walking together. Anyone here like walking? Yeah. And, you know, we've been on many different walks through the years. You know, walking up the aisle, that was a good walk. That was a good walk. Walking on our days off on the beach, they were, you know, good walks. But there have been many other kind of walks as well. I mean, there have been many family walks, for example, that haven't always gone to plan. So here, for example, here's my family. We're walking in Keswick, beautiful mountains. Started off very nice, but here's how it transitions. Okay, that's... It kind of went rather cold. And then here's the highlight of our walk. we found a dead sheep. A dead sheep. And suddenly all the kind of moody blues disappeared when we found the dead sheep who got called Frankie. This is Frankie the dead sheep. And Frankie even had a song named after him. And so, you know, we've had many, many walks over the years. And here's the thing, actually. The destination actually isn't always the most important thing. But it's who you're with on the journey. You know, we have walked through highs and lows. We've walked through sorrow and pain, as well as celebration and laughter. But here's the key thing. It's not so much the destination, but it's who I've been with on the journey. I've been with, actually, my best friend on the journey. And the question today is, who are you walking with? Who are you walking with? Are you, like Enoch, walking faithfully with a God who wants to walk faithfully with you? Are you walking with him? Do you know what that means, what that looks like? Enoch, for 300 years, walked with God. And do you know who my greatest hero in this life is? My greatest hero is not someone that you will have ever heard of or any of you will probably ever have met. And one of my greatest heroes in this life was my grandfather. Because when I was sitting with my grandfather, as he was dying from cancer, sitting in his back garden, one of the last times that I saw my grandfather, the only thing, the only person that he wanted to talk about was Jesus. I mean, his body was in pain. He knew his days were ending. And the only person that he wanted to talk about was Jesus. And I tell you, if there's someone that I want to be like in this life, it's no one that you would ever have heard of. It's my grandfather. Because he walked faithfully with God. He didn't just have peaks and troughs where he walked with God and then thought, oh, no, I'm going to have a break now. No, actually, he walked year after year after year after year faithfully with his God. And here is a very simple acronym for walking with God. Here are four things that at least walking with God means. Number one, W. W is for worship. Okay? You want to know what walking with God looks like? Well, it definitely starts with worship. You want to know how to connect your heart to his? Then learn how to worship him, to give him thanks and praise. And I remember as a young lad, as a teenager, we had a lodger staying with us, a guy called Dave Yule. And I remember listening to him playing his guitar in his bedroom. And he would worship his heart out. He'd sing songs every morning to God. And I remember it just piquing my interest. And I remember going to him saying, Dave, can you teach me how to play the guitar? Teach me how to worship. And I remember he taught me a G and a C. And I was off. A G and a C and I was off. And I learned what it was to start worshiping God. I remember even doing my paper rounds as a teenager, just worshiping God as I was putting papers through the door, delivering the Sunday Times, getting funny looks from people as I was worshiping God on the streets. And if you want to know what walking with God looks like, it doesn't mean just pitching up to church and singing a few songs. That's not worship. That's part of worship, but that's not worship. What worship is the continuous outpouring of thanks and gratitude and praise. Whether you're going through sorrow or celebration, is the giving and the connecting of your heart to him, saying, God, you are worthy. You are worthy all the time. And that's what it means to walk with God. First is to worship. So how is your worship life? In this summer holiday, in August, how's your worship life? Are you waking up with a song in your heart to Jesus? Are you waking up with a spring in your step saying, I just can't wait to worship him today? How's your worship life? Well, the second thing that walking with God means is this, is A, for authentic, or always be yourself. Always be yourself. You want to know how to connect to God? Here's what I would encourage you to do, is to be honest and be yourself. Your walk with God will not look like the person's walk with God that you're sitting next to, because God wants relationship with friends, not robots. That means the way that you connect to him is partly out of you just being yourself and being open and honest with him and really telling him how it is. Again, I remember for me, I really first learned to talk to God after I got my heart broken as a teenager. You can say R if you want to at this point. You weren't nearly as sympathetic as I thought you would be. And I remember as a 15-year-old lad, my first crush on a girl, I asked her out and she said, no. And I remember being heartbroken little Phil. And I remember it was actually a New Day type camp. And I remember going away after that camp with my parents on holiday and just feeling glum. Glum. The whole jolly 2 weeks, just glum. Down in the dumps, glum. And there was this massive cornfield just near where we were staying. And I remember I used to go for walks because I was feeling glum and grumpy. And I would go for walks in this cornfield. And I remember those 2 weeks, I learned to pour my heart out to God in a way that I never had done before. And really, I was just telling him how I was feeling. I was saying, God, this blooming well hurts. This is painful, God. Please, will you help me? But I tell you what happened in those 2 weeks is that I learned to be honest in a way that I never had been. In fact, I remember telling God things in those 2 weeks that I'd never told another living soul as I learned to be authentic with him and be myself. And you know, God actually invites you to be brutally honest with him. You know, the Bible is full of people who are just brutally honest with God and say exactly how it is from their perspective. You know, you read Psalms like, God, why do the wicked prosper and the righteous seem to have nothing? Why? It's a good question. Well, that's the sort of thing that you bring to God when you're walking with him. You know, or God, I feel like I'm in a dry and weary land where there's no water. I'm dying of thirst here. That's the sort of thing you say to God when you're walking with him. You know, I think Jesus, when he was hanging on the cross, dying for our sins, and he let out this cry, God, why have you forsaken me? I don't think he was trying to be theologically correct. I think he was literally pouring out the anguish of his soul at that moment. And you see, God is not so much concerned that you are theologically correct in your relationship with him. He wants your heart. He wants you to truly be yourself and come to your Father as a son, as a daughter to him. And be honest, be yourself. L is for listen. Listen. You know, in relationships, if you're the one that does all the talking, but you never do any listening, you don't really have friendship. And so walking with God actually does mean that we take time to listen to him. We take time to say, God, what are you saying to me? 2 John 1 verse 6 says this, and this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. And so just to spice things up this morning, we're going to play a very quick game that all of us are going to join in on, whether you like it or not. So I'd like you to stand to your feet, please. Okay, kids, why don't you stand as well? You guys are being amazing. Come back to your drawing in just a moment. But walking with God is about learning to listen to what God says. And so a game that helps prepare us for this is Simon Says. All right? So you know where we're going with this now, okay? We are now going to play a game that helps us get ready for listening to God and what God says. So guys, you know the game, right? Hands up if you've ever played Simon Says. Yeah? All right, so guys, listen up closely, okay? So here are the rules. If I say, Simon says, jump up and down, then you jump up and down, okay? If I don't say Simon Says, if I just say jump up and down, don't jump up and down. Stay how you are, all right? And if you do the thing that I say, but I haven't said Simon Says, then you're out and you have to sit down. All right? All right. Okay. So now there's an honesty policy here, okay? So if you get it wrong, you have to sit down. Now, I know some of you will sit down whether you've got it wrong or not. Okay? I know. I can see that's fine. That's fine. All right. So here we go, guys. Ready for Simon Says. Just wave at me if you're ready. Brilliant. Okay, so here we go. So Simon Says, clap your hands. Simon Says, jump up and down. Simon Says, sit down. Simon Says, stand up. Sit down. Oh! Okay. Caught some of you out there. All right, so honesty policy. Right, let's carry on. Okay, Simon Says, touch the ground. Simon Says, turn around. Simon Says, touch the ground. Simon Says, turn around. Simon Says, jump up and down. Jump up and down and clap your hands. Ah! Honesty policy, sit down if you got it wrong. Okay, here we go. So Simon Says, run on the spot. Run on the spot. Simon says, shout Jesus at the top of your voice. Jesus! Simon says, touch your nose. Simon says, touch your feet. Simon says, touch your shoulder. Touch the other shoulder. Very good. Very good. Okay. Simon says, do the moonwalk. Okay. Simon says, stick one arm in the air. Stick two arms in the air. Oh, you're gone. Okay. Stick three arms in the air. No, you're gone. Okay, you're all winners. You're all winners. Brilliant. Sit down. That was brilliant. You guys are awesome. I can tell you adults enjoyed that. There were quite a lot of you with smiles on your faces. So walking with God, L is for listen. Listen to what God is saying to you and then do something about it. And then lastly, I'm on 20 minutes and I'm nearly done. Woo! K is for keep on going. Keep on going. Keep talking to Jesus. Keep building relationship with him. This is what Hebrews 12 says. It says, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Notice there that the prize is not for coming first. The prize is for finishing the race, which means keep on going. Keep on pursuing God and relationship with him like Enoch did. Don't give up. If Winston Churchill here would say, don't surrender, never give up, never surrender. Keep on going. Keep connecting to him. And you see, when you meet Jesus face to face on that last day, he will not say, well done, good and famous servant. He will not say that. He will not say, well done, good and affluent servant. No, no. What would he say? Well done, good and faithful. Faithful. You want to know what pleases God? Walk faithfully with him. Walk faithfully with him. Keep on going. And the amazing conclusion to this story with Enoch is this, is that suddenly God just decided, I love Enoch so much, I'm just going to take him to be with me in glory right now. He's actually going to skip death. He's going to go straight to go. He's going to pick up his prize. He's not even going to taste death. I love this guy so much. In fact, it's an amazing thought. My summation or my guess is this, is that even though God is completely sovereign and completely self-sufficient, there was something in his heart that was so connected to Enoch that he thought, I just can't bear to be without this guy anymore. So I'm going to take him to be with me forever. That's what I think was going on behind the veil, behind the scenes, that God suddenly said, I want this guy. And so I'm going to bring him to glory with me. That's an amazing, amazing story. So guys, if you want to aim to have something written on your tombstone when you're gone, make it this. Here lies, put your name, one who walked faithfully with God.